Welcome back for a second and final interview in the studio for the first time is Jennifer Carson with Dementia Friendly Nevada. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Wonderful. And Dementia Friendly Nevada, tell me about this wonderful organization.
Well, Dementia Friendly Nevada is a statewide movement that really aims to develop and promote communities that are respectful, educated, supportive, and inclusive of people who are living with dementia and their family care partners.
Gotcha. That's beautiful. So when did this movement sort of come about?
Well, you know, a lot of partners across the state got together back in 2016 to explore the possibility of launching a statewide movement. In 2016, a federal grant announcement was released that would provide some startup funding for a statewide dementia-friendly effort. And so we applied for that funding through the an organization called the Administration for Community Living. Okay. That provided Nevada with about $1 million worth of funding to help launch Dementia Friendly Nevada in 6 communities around the state, as a starting point. And so our first 4 communities launched in 2017. And then 2 more communities joined in 2018.
Okay, got you. So what is this in practice then? What does it actually do?
So really, it's a volunteer-driven, community-based effort.
Okay.
We really convene conversations in these 6 community action groups across the state. And these volunteers that participate as members of these community action groups reflect on the strengths and gaps within their respective communities in terms of supporting the needs of people living with dementia and family care partners. And based on their analysis of those strengths and gaps, they plan their own community-driven goals.
Gotcha.
To make their communities more inclusive. And so each of our community action groups has their own goals that they're working to achieve. Some of them have some shared goals across the state.
Mm-hmm. What kind of goals, some goals, like some gaps that we need to fill as far
Sure.
as this?
Well, right here where I live in Washoe County, we have a community action group, Dementia Friendly Washoe County.
And okay.
Each of our community action groups conducted a community needs assessment in partnership with the Sanford Center for Aging at UNR.
Right.
And they identified a couple of gap areas in Washoe County. Number one, they said, you know, we really need more opportunities for peer support.
Okay.
Both among people who are living with dementia as well as family care partners. So to address that gap, Dementia Friendly Washoe County has launched 2 programs. They're free to community members who are living with dementia and family care partners. One is called the Open Door Cafe, which meets monthly at the Lake Mansion.
Oh, wow.
And it's we'll call it an informal peer support opportunity where people living with dementia and family care partners gather to hang out with one another.
Yeah.
And to build
socialize.
Friendships and to socialize and really to offer their own support and advice and guidance to one another as they navigate this journey. And then another program that they launched in Washoe County, something called the Java Music Club, which is actually going to be launched in early 2020.
Okay.
And it's a more structured peer support opportunity. It's facilitated by a volunteer, but it brings people living with dementia together to talk about what matters most to them.
Okay.
That's just an example. In Washoe County, they also identified a lack of opportunities for active engagement among people living with dementia and family care partners. And so to address that gap, they launched 2 really exciting programs. One in partnership with Ballroom of Reno called Dance With Me.
Oh, wow.
Which is partner dancing with people living with dementia and family care partners. And then the second one is something called the Dementia Friendly Nature Walks, which is in partnership with Truckee Meadows Parks Foundation. And it's a weekly nature walk that happens in Idlewild Park.
Wow, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've heard, I don't know if I have the science in my head to back it up, but I feel like a lot of like artistic things and nature associated things are really good for people's memories if they're suffering from such a thing as dementia. Music really kind of jogs their memory, and dancing, of course, you have in there. So these are really beautiful endeavors that you're kind of embarking upon.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's really all due to the volunteers that are part of our community action group. And again, there's 6 across the state. We
yeah.
have Dementia Friendly Elko Age and Dementia-Friendly Winnemucca, the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe has launched a community action group called the PIJA Tsunami Advisory Group. And we have Dementia-Friendly Washoe County, Dementia-Friendly Pahrump, and Dementia-Friendly Southern Nevada Urban, which is basically like Clark County.
Clark County. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very cool. So I guess, I don't know if you're familiar with any of the medical science behind dementia. I feel like there's been a lot of talk about it and maybe some advances that have happened when it comes to Alzheimer's and dementia. Do you know anything about that? Have you heard anything about that? Is that part of your job?
Yeah. Well, I'm a gerontologist, and so most of my job is on the social and relational, is about the social and relational aspects of dementia. But I do my best to keep up with the science of Alzheimer's disease and dementia. And what I can tell you is that it's so complex that despite decades and decades of research, we're still left with just almost as many mysteries as we are answers.
Still very elusive.
What I can tell you is that age is the greatest risk factor for dementia. And so as our population continues to age, we will continue to see more and more people who are diagnosed and living with dementia. And so, by the year 2050, we're anticipating the number of people living with dementia will triple.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any reason for that?
Well, because of our aging demographic.
It's just aging.
And so that
That's
really is, it is age is the greatest risk factor. And of course, there's other risk factors as well. And many of them are modifiable. But generally speaking, because we have because the boomer generation is continuing to live into later life, and we'll continue to see more and more people who are living with dementia. But the message of Dementia Friendly Nevada is that you can live well with dementia. You can live well as long as communities continue to afford opportunities for people living with dementia and family care partners to have support and also meaningful engagement. People can live well across the entire experience of dementia.
Okay. And if people listening have, say, a member of their family who's suffering from dementia, are there certain tips they might take advantage of to kind of accommodate that person and interact with them?
Well, I think that speaking as a family member myself of a person who's living with dementia, I have found that it's really important to get a comprehensive assessment, cognitive assessment. So it is important to understand what you're dealing with, because sometimes there are other conditions that can present like a dementia syndrome that are actually reversible. For instance, depression can be treated. The symptoms of depression oftentimes will mimic symptoms of dementia, and that's something that people can treat. Same thing with delirium. So sometimes a person might be suffering from an acute infection, and if it's not diagnosed, they can experience a condition known as delirium, which on the face of it looks a lot like dementia.
Yeah.
And so the first thing I recommend is that people do go and seek medical attention, get a comprehensive cognitive assessment, figure out what you're really working with. And so that's important. And secondly, it's important to get support. People who are living with dementia and family care partners can really benefit from being in a supportive environment with other people who are experiencing dementia. And there's a lot of aging service organizations that really work hard to provide support for people living with dementia and family care partners. Everything from emotional support through peer support groups, and also things like respite support for family care partners.
Okay, very cool. Is there a place people can go for more information about what you guys do?
Absolutely. So Dementia Friendly Nevada has a website, dementiafriendlynevada.org. And then if you navigate to that website, you'll see a drop-down menu that has a webpage for each of our six community action groups. And there's contact information for each of the six or for Dementia Friendly Nevada as a whole.
All right, cool. Anything else you'd like to get out there I haven't asked you about?
Dementia Friendly Nevada is guided by a belief that each person living with dementia remains and will always remain a full human being, and that his or her rights as a citizen are and shall always be intact. It's really important that when a person is living with dementia, what's really important is that community members don't take over, over help, or in essence, kind of strip away the rights of, that a person has to remain an active citizen in their communities. And so that really is one of the mobilizing beliefs, and that people are living with dementia. Some people live with dementia for upwards of 10 years, 15 years. I personally have known some people who've lived with dementia for 20 years. Wow. And so what's really important is to always remember that they are a human being, a person first, and they're living with a condition that is changing their cognitive abilities. But we are so much more than our cognitive function. Human beings are so much more than our ability to produce facts and figures or to think in complex sort of ways. Mm-hmm. There's so much more to what makes a person a human being than just their cognitive ability. And so it's really important that community members continue to regard people who are living with dementia as full human beings and provide opportunities for them to engage as active citizens.
Okay, I don't think I need to say any more. You nailed it. Thank you, Jennifer Carson.
Thank you.